The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Election time, election week actually in the UK, though. Let's start though, Adam, with these terrorism arrests, two suspects in Dover.
Yeah, now we may want to put a bit of two and two together on this, but certainly a couple have been arrested, a man and a woman at the port of Dover. They're being held on suspicion of preparing acts of terrorism, not linked to the London Bridge attack, we're told, but there had been some intelligence and surveillance dating back some time. It appears they were plotting some kind of atrocity, and indeed there may be links to the Birmingham area as that particular police force is involved. So, again, putting two and two together. No names, no nationalities. Again, we're thinking probably an international security operation of some kind, and there indeed are links to Syria. So it's entirely possible, just to jump to an immediate conclusion, these two may be British, went off to join Islamic State, did some unspeakable things in Syria and have come back and been arrested. It is possible.
Just as well they got hold of them. Now it's election week. Boris Johnson cruising to victory, or is he just going to get over the line?
Well, if it's a cruise, it's a gentle, slightly fraught cruise. You know, one of those with the norovirus on board. It's that sort of cruise. What are we, 4 days from our election, 5 days, I suppose, from the result, that could, I suppose, define the next couple of decades? Because obviously, if it goes one way, it could tie up Brexit, and then we go into all those global trade deals. Or, if it goes the other way, maybe there's a review, a second referendum, and renewed ties with the European Union. It really could be that kind of stark choice. So we've had a load of opinion polls, Steve, that suggest that, yes, Boris Johnson is likely to remain Prime Minister with a Conservative lead over Labour at something around about 10%, or roughly speaking, an overall majority of about 30-odd, which isn't that tight, but it's not that comfortable. But here's the thing, and it's a big but. Opinion polls in 2015, and indeed the referendum in 2016, were completely wrong, really. And as we speak, in all these opinion polls that may suggest Boris Johnson, etc., about one in six people say they haven't made up their minds. That's quite a hefty floating vote, isn't it? One in six.
Roughly. It is. Election day on a Thursday always puzzles me why both the United States and Great Britain don't do what we do and have your election on a Saturday so more people can get out and vote.
Well, there is a theory, yes. I can see why your system works. And, of course, you have compulsory voting. We don't have compulsory voting. So the thought is people are less likely to be away from their constituency, visiting family, friends, off for the weekend, travelling, whatever. They're more likely to be doing their normal things on a Thursday. And therefore, one of the normal things might be just to pop to your polling booth just around the corner.
Indeed. Good luck with that. We'll get updates from you all through the week as the British people head off to the polls. Thanks, Adam. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in the UK.